Hello and welcome to episode 551 of the official EstablishTheRun.com podcast. My name is Adam Levitan. It is, of course, time for the weekly show you cannot live without, Market Monday. Yes, that's right. Each Monday, I go over the biggest risers and fallers in average draft position from the previous 7 days, discuss whether I'm buying or selling these players at their new prices. Idea is to get you up to speed very quickly on what's happening in the best ball market. Before we get into it, reminder that if you are the type of person listening to a fantasy football market update podcast right now in April, you should be putting your knowledge to work at Underdog Fantasy. Best Ball Mania 4 is about to be launched as soon as the draft is over. Promo code ETR will get you up to $100 in free entries. That's promo code ETR at UnderdogFantasy.com. All right, let's begin with the biggest risers from the last 7 days. Note that I'm using FFPC data this week as we wait for Underdog to open that Best Ball Mania 4. Number one riser I want to talk about is Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett is up 9.2 spots to 145th overall. That's the early 13th round. Pickett was bad last year, especially in fantasy. I mean, he started 12 games. He threw a total of 7 touchdown passes, 1.8% touchdown rate. Absolutely pathetic. Took 27 sacks. He was near the bottom of the league in completion percentage. I mean, it was bad. Mac Jones averaged more fantasy points per game. Davis Mills averaged more fantasy points per game. Jacoby Brissett, Andy Dalton, Taylor Heineke all averaged more fantasy points per game. So what's new with Kenny Pickett? Well, obviously a full year in an NFL system, but Matt Canada is back. Offensive line is still a major concern. I think there's a little bit of room for optimism, mostly in the supporting cast. I mean, Deontay Johnson, George Pickens, Allen Robinson, Pat Freiermuth, Najee Harris. You can see it there if they all hit their upside case. But my take on Kenny Pickett is to not chase any steam on him. I just don't know. Deontay Johnson's yard per target stuff is just so downright pathetic. It's scary. George Pickens certainly has juice and talent, deep ball, but was not great as a rookie. Allen Robinson could be straight toast. I mean, the Rams were so desperate to dump him. They have, you know, the offensive line issues I mentioned to the Steelers. The run game efficiency doesn't help you get into scoring position. I think I prefer Bryce Young. I prefer CJ Stroud. I may even prefer Derek Carr and Matthew Stafford types over Kenny Pickett right now. Second riser is Sam Howell. Sam Howell is up a whopping 39 spots to 201st overall, now late 17th round. I think this is a reaction to Sam Howell getting hyped up by the Commanders and their beat reporters. Prevailing sentiment around the Commanders is that they're all in on Sam Howell. They want him to win the job. They want him to beat out Jacoby Brissett. They want Sam Howell to start all the games this year. I do not think they will take a quarterback in Thursday's draft, even if someone like Anthony Richardson falls to them, which I think they should, but I don't think they will. So then the question is, how good can Sam Howell be in fantasy? First of all, hashtag team preseason bros know how solid Sam Howell was last August. Fast forward to the regular season, he only makes one start that week 18 game against the Cowboys, goes 11 of 19 for 169 yards, one touchdown, one interception, Commanders' easy win over the Cowboys in that game. I mean, I want to be excited about Sam Howell. It's just so incredibly rare for a fifth-round pick in the real NFL draft, which Sam Howell was, to turn out to be good. The one thing I do think Howell has going for him is reasonable weapons with the Commanders and mobility. In that week 18 game, he ran 5 times for 35 yards with a touchdown. Sam Howell's preseason rush lines in limited playing time were 319-2, 213-0, and then 862-0 in that preseason finale when he actually played the whole game. So I think the 17th or 18th round is fine here on Sam Howell. There's some playing time risk because Jacoby Brissett is a solid NFL quarterback, but we're betting on Howell playing well enough to matter in fantasy. And if Howell plays well enough to matter in fantasy, then Brissett likely will be a non-factor anyway. So I won't go much higher, but late 17th round, 18th round, I think is okay. It could be on Sam Howell. Get to this week's fallers. Number one faller is Javonte Williams. Javonte Williams down 7.7 spots to 76.1 overall early 7th round. I mean, Javonte just keeps sinking and sinking on these bad reports about his knee. Just doesn't sound great right now. I mean, tore his ACL and his LCL in October. Really nasty injury. Broncos declining to put any kind of timetable on him. Meanwhile, they're just raving about Samaje Perine, who they picked up in free agency. I talked about Perine a bunch on a previous Market Monday. I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago. Broncos also not ruling out taking running back in the draft, although an early, you know, pre-round four pick at running back would surprise me given all the needs this Broncos team has. I think Javonte and best ball is an example of understanding team construction. Like, we're not going to be able to nail down exactly when he comes back and exactly what his role will be upon his return, how effective he'll be. We can guess, you know, I'd guess he plays something around 8 to 10 games in a full-blown timeshare with Samaje Perine. But that's not the point, really. You know, we get a point, we get a player in Javonte Williams for the best ball playoffs who could be very valuable. But we also need to get to the playoffs with him on the roster. So I think the kind of teams that I want to have Javonte on are teams that have early season volume at running back locked up. Like, let's say you have a veteran on a team which drafts a rookie running back. You know, like, let's say Zach Charbonnet gets picked by the Eagles. I mean, Rashad Penny's ADP is going to tank, but I still think Rashad Penny would have a pretty reasonable role early part of the season. That kind of pairing kind of makes sense. Rashad Penny for the early part, Javonte for the late part of a season. But the bottom line is that Javonte is going to continue to sink in ADP as reports get more and more negative in public, assuming they continue to do so, especially if he's not with the team for minicamp or training camp. So it's just a thought, a spot, I think, to be thoughtful when drafting. Jameson Williams is down 14.1 spots to the early 8th round. It's likely going to keep sinking because, and we'll cover this story more once the draft is over, but Jameson Williams has been suspended 6 games for betting on sports. Rumor is he was grinding his cock on Establish the Run NBA playoff props, but I digress. So clearly this is bad. I mean, Jameson Williams barely played last year coming off the ACL injury, now going to miss the entire first 6 weeks of the season. Interesting thing, though, is that I think this is going to put Jameson into an ADP range where I'm pretty excited about him. Like I said, he's already down to the 8th round. To be clear, Jameson Williams was an awesome, awesome prospect coming out of Alabama, went 12th in the draft. Lions actually traded up to get Jameson Williams 12th in the draft, despite the ACL tear. Now DJ Chark is gone. TJ Hockenson is gone. I mean, Lions, to maintain this kind of shootout style that they played last year, they need Jameson. And guy has unique ability, unique speed. So, like, so many of my best ball teams are wide receiver heavy, you know, taking 8, 9, maybe more, depending on the format and the site. I think I can easily withstand 6 weeks of having a guy suspended at the wide receiver position. So even if Jameson Williams sinks towards the 8th or 9th round, I'm definitely a buyer there on Jameson Williams. Last thing I want to talk about is the best ball markets, the running back position ahead of the draft. And so the fallers this week at running back were all guys, I think, who are threats, clear threats to have a rookie drafted. Tyler Allgeier, Rashad Penny, I mentioned, Kenny Gainwell, all those guys are down big in ADP over the last 7 days. It highlights the replaceability of the running back position. You know, no wide receiver is getting taken and severely damaging a good wide receiver. But of course, a ton of running backs could get buried. I mean, some candidates to get hurt by the draft are Allgeier, Penny, Gainwell, I mentioned. I think it's possible the Dolphins make a surprise and go running back, even though they brought back Mostert and Jeff Wilson. I don't think Las Vegas going running back is all that crazy. Josh Jacobs on the franchise tag for 1 year. Dallas is expected to add a big back to compete with Ronald Jones. I think the Patriots, is possible they take a running back. Wouldn't it be great for Ramondre? So yeah, I think passing on some of these guys until they get the all clear from the draft is right. They likely aren't falling enough right now to account for the risk of the draft that's coming later this week. All right, that is going to do it for another Market Monday. Hopefully you all listened to episode 550, really fun mock draft we did with Evan, Scott Smith, and Ben Standing. Also, be sure you are subscribed to our YouTube. It's totally free, and we are doing a show Friday morning with me, Sylvan, and Miko to recap round one and talk round two bets. For King Jackson, our heroic editor. For producer Luke. For Jerry, the most beautiful beast in the world. I am Adam. Good luck, everybody.